How do I buy tickets for that show? Where is the closest restaurant with a view? My kids are with me. Is there an age restriction for that attraction?
These are just some of the questions that the new Vegas Near Me app will answer for you. Vegas Near Me quite literally takes the guesswork out of planning your next Las Vegas trip. It is so helpful.
With constantly updated information, business hours, menus, ticket prices, parking costs, Vegas Near Me is a one-stop shop.
It really is. And here's the deal. It's free and you don't have to sign up, become a member. It is simple. Download Vegas Near Me today from the Apple App Store or from Google Play. If it's fun to do or see, it's on Vegas Near Me. Welcome to Vegas Revealed as our Super Bowl 58 coverage continues. It's Dana Roselli along with Sean McAllister. And boy, it's day two of Super Bowl watch. And I'm tired already, Sean.
I mean, it's been a lot of activity and it's only day two.
It's only
Tuesday.
Two. But so much fun, right? I feel like I've been learning so much new stuff too. We know Vegas like the back of our hand, but I love learning new things, especially being kind of like a newsie at heart, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I think this is different from just doing Vegas. This is doing Vegas when the NFL is running the show.
Exactly.
And man, do they run a top-notch operation.
We've been so impressed at the organization, how smooth it is, the security, all of it. Like, we are always like, whoa. You know, it's like everywhere we go, there's never really a delay. It's everything is in order. Like, there may be a lot of people, and there's tons of media. I mean, people are speaking all different languages. There's people from all over the world.
For sure.
But the way it moves along and the way they give you direction and the security, it's incredible. I can't even explain how our mind is just blown over this whole thing. But the police dogs, they thought I had a little metal in my ankles today, but it was the zippers on my pants.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I don't have bionic ankles.
No, but I got stopped. So, and I like it. I like them checking me. Yeah. We've been really blown away. We went to the Kansas City team headquarters today at Lake Las Vegas. They are staying at the Westin and they had their team press conference. And this was the one press conference where a lot of the key players are going to be at. There's going to be other team press conferences throughout the week, but we wanted to make sure to get to this one because that's where, you know, the quarterback is guaranteed to be and all that thing. And then they get into game day mode.
Right. And then later in the day, the San Francisco 49ers were doing the same thing at their Lake Las Vegas hotel. We're not being one-sided.
No.
But we went out to the Kansas City news conference because it was the first lineup in the day.
Exactly.
And then we had to get some other things done in the afternoon, so we couldn't stay for the 49ers.
Yeah. But listen, they're getting lots of attention because we didn't note this yesterday because we haven't talked about opening night yet. We were at opening night at the stadium. And let me tell you, the 49ers fans were there in full force because you could hear the difference. And, I think because it's in closer proximity.
And I know that there are a ton of 49ers fans who already live here in Las Vegas. So it wasn't even necessarily that people have arrived early for the game. I think it's just a huge Las Vegas fan base for the 49ers.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, it's hard to tell the difference because everyone's in all red because both teams have red. So when you hear the cheers and the boos.
Yeah, it was definitely overwhelmingly a 49ers crowd at Super Bowl opening night.
And one thing you wanted to mention, just because we're talking a little bit about the security and organization, something you saw today, if people are out and about on the strip, there's going to be some rules in place about not carrying bags, right? Something like that you saw. And I was like, okay, yeah, let's get that in. But I didn't read it.
Yeah. So it was essentially the Venetian posted some security alerts on their website.
Okay.
And it outlined the things that normally you would expect one of these things to outline what you can and can't bring on property. But this one specifically says, to ensure safety and security for all, items such as strollers, backpacks, and glassware will be prohibited on Las Vegas Boulevard during big game weekend. That's the exact verbiage of it. So that's making it sound like it's much more of a widespread rule than just on property. Venetian is just letting its customers know about this. It says, additionally, only the following types of bags will be permitted on Las Vegas Boulevard during big game weekend. So this is for everybody walking on Las Vegas Boulevard. Clear tote bags or backpacks, not to exceed 12 inches by 6 inches by 12 inches. A diaper bag is permitted if you have a baby with you.
Okay. I can't bring my Louis Vuitton diaper bag that I bought, even though I don't have a kid.
No, you need to have a child in hand in order to carry a diaper bag.
Got it.
Regardless of the brand. A small handbag is allowed if it's smaller than 4.5 inches by 6.5 inches, and a fanny pack no more than 4.5 inches by 6.5 inches. All bags are also subject to search. So, I mean, this just goes in line with all of the security measures that we've already seen in place. Law enforcement is not taking this lightly at all. They're making sure that everyone coming to Las Vegas is going to be safe and have a good time.
Yeah. We actually are going to a media party tonight, and we got hosted by the Super Bowl committee, and we got some rules for that. And it sounds like it's actually that, what you just read.
Okay.
It was like fanny pack and small clutch allowed, you know, they could search, that kind of thing. So, I mean, yeah, that definitely seems like it's across the board. It sounds like a New Year's Eve, but but a full weekend.
Exactly. So just be prepared and be aware that these things are in place.
We had a moment this morning. We woke up and TMZ was texting me saying they wanted me on. And, you know, we had plans to go out to Lake Las Vegas. I don't even know how we made this all happen. We were supposed to do it in the studio, and then we're like, no, we need to get on the road. And then we like got to the media press room, and we were at the Kansas City Chiefs press conference, and you set up a camera in the hallway, and
we went live.
Threw my IFB in, and we're on with Charles and
Harvey Levin. Yeah.
On TMZ. That was a good 6-minute segment. I was nervous because I thought, oh gosh, what celeb gossip are they going to throw at me or want to know? But I was prepared, and I think it went over really well. We do know a lot, and we don't realize, like, living here, working here, as we always say, you know, we're your Vegas insiders, but we really are.
Yeah.
They seemed pleased.
They were very pleased. And I think you knocked Harvey's socks off a couple times with the prices that you were throwing out. And this is some information that is new as of today, as of recording on Tuesday.
Yeah. I did a little bit of extra research as we were heading out to Lake Las Vegas, called a couple of my contacts and things like that. The numbers are pretty okay. First of all, Wynn's having across from Wynn, the H-Wood Group is throwing this huge party, which I kind of knew about, and we kind of saw it starting to get built out. But and this is on the 9th, February 9th. They're doing concert with David Guetta and also The Future, and stage tables starting about 45,000 to 100,000. So that's
and this is for a party. This isn't for the game.
Nope. This is 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's the H-Wood Group and Taco Bell Presents, actually.
And by the way, this tent that they're building out it does not look like a tent. It looks like a big airplane hangar.
Yeah.
A big domed airplane hangar.
It does. And a lot of times when they do things at the Las Vegas Event Center, I always tell you, I'm blown away. It's like a full-on structure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack Harlow's doing the same thing the next night. So that'll be the 10th. He's really blowing up right now. And again, I mean, that's going to be a lot of fun. Then XS Nightclub is doing its own thing. You know, it's always popular. They're doing Shaq's Funhouse there. Shaq will be DJing. Lil Wayne will be
DJ
there.
DJ Diesel.
Yep, DJ Diesel. Lil Wayne, Diplo. And then Sunday after the game, this isn't out there and open to the public, but we're hearing Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg are doing something at the club as well, like 9 to 1. It's invite only. They're going to honor Usher there. Apparently Usher will probably show up. He'll be the guest of honor. And they are doing some private invites and selling some tables in there still, but it's not really a open to the public type thing.
Right. And then we got some new information about the really high roller tables inside Allegiant Stadium, too.
Yeah, we heard there's a few left, probably a couple now, over at Wynn Field Club. And they started at $1.5 million.
Man, and, that's steep.
Yeah, gone down to about $650,000 because it depends on where the spot is, you know. So the look seems like the 1.5s are gone, but there's a few $650,000 tables left. Yeah, so if you're interested, the VIP host over there, Jay Sean White, is booking just a couple, probably a couple by now at the time that this podcast drops. But you know, you can fit a bunch of people there in a booth, and the Wynn Field Club is really great. You're right there in front of all the action. And so that will be a lot of fun. It includes a Super Bowl ticket, you know, so.
Right.
There's a perk.
I would hope it includes a ticket if you're paying that much. Jeez.
I know. So we're hearing that also, you know, getting some word that, Travis Kelce, obviously very popular player, and you know, with the whole Taylor Swift thing, it's made him more popular. Almost a little nauseating, like the amount of questions that he gets. We have been at two press events with him for 2 days, and I'll admit, you know, it's
non-stop
fun, but it's
questions
though,
about Taylor.
Non-stop, right? But I did find out a fun scoop, so that apparently if Taylor is coming in, you know, usually the team, if they win the Super Bowl, will go out and celebrate.
Right.
And even Travis was talking about, he remembers hitting up XS Nightclub last time.
Yep.
Even teams that win the Super Bowl's in another city, they come to Vegas.
For sure they do.
Sometimes
and
on
we love it.
Yeah. So he was so somebody was telling me that, you know, apparently, you know, if Taylor's there, she probably won't want to hit the nightclub or be out in public. And we're hearing that they possibly rented a home in the Lake Las Vegas area because that's where the team is staying. And so possibly could be more of like a house party type thing that's being tossed around. So we'll see. I don't know. And maybe it'll just be a group of them. Maybe it'll be the whole team. I mean, I don't know how that will work. Maybe it'll just be those two, but I'm sure he's going to want to go out and celebrate in some fashion. So I wonder if it could be that. Also heard the 49ers, a few of the key players that were out clubbing last night.
Oh, and being recognized mm-hmm. by fans.
Yeah. So ooh. I guess they get one night to kind of go out and enjoy themselves before they have to hunker down.
Huh?
So they took advantage. I don't know.
And we did ask a couple Kansas City players about that today. Uh-huh. And they were like, well, however they want to prepare for the game is up to them. We're doing our own thing.
Exactly. Really interesting. Yep. We're doing our, and what did he say? Well, what did he say? I'm here for business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is a business trip.
Yeah. So really, really good stuff. Lots of information. We'll post the link of my spot on TMZ. Also, we did a story with CBS in Miami. That was wonderful. We took them on the monorail because you and I always talk about how the monorail is one of our favorite Vegas tips. It's affordable. It gets you, yes, it's on one side of the strip, but you know what? If you want to avoid the parking mess and you want to avoid having to pay a lot, get off and just walk across the street if the place that you're, the property you're going to is across the street from the east side of the strip. It's not that hard. We've done it a few times.
No, it's a great way to get around. It's always been clean. It's mm-hmm. cool in the summertime and warm in the wintertime, and spring and fall, it's just perfect.
Yes. And then you did a satellite media tour on Friday, and
right.
we never talked about that. It was a great success. I mean, you were live in Chicago and Miami and Atlanta and Portland, Oregon and Seattle and Houston. Yeah. I mean, the list goes on. And then the CBS NewsPath feed and Spectrum News. So that was a huge success. You were live right there in front of Caesar's Palace on the Las Vegas Strip. And everyone's response was great because they were just in such awe of, first of all, you being live on the Strip. They really could feel the excitement from what you were presenting. And, you know, even just all the information, it was like overload. Like they just had so many questions and wanted it to keep going and going and going. You could tell. I mean, Vegas is just a fun topic in general.
It really is. And there were some anchors up in Portland. They were like, oh my gosh, we need to do this all the time. We love Vegas. It's great. Girls trip.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was that kind of excitement, even in Detroit, where they were obviously pulling for the Lions to end up here in Las Vegas for Super Bowl 58. That didn't happen, but even they were excited about Super Bowl. I mean, it's because it is in Las Vegas and it's going to be a spectacle.
Yeah. And that anchor in Detroit, I thought was really interesting, pointed out the fact, like, if you could have told me, you know, what do you say, 5 years ago,
yeah,
that you guys,
6 years ago,
yeah, we're going to have a Stanley Cup champion and NHL team, an NFL stadium and an NFL team, and host the Super Bowl, have a two-time winning WNBA women's basketball team. I mean, just, you know,
MLB on the way, of NBA.
It's crazy.
Man,
I know.
It just doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop. So I thought that was interesting. And yeah. I noticed that the anchor in Atlanta, too, was like, you know what? You've really sold me. Like, I am ready to pack up the day and head to Vegas.
She was excited. She was enthusiastic about it all.
Oh,
but
right.
It was great having talking to so many stations across the country. A lot of those segments were live, but some of them you may see, depending on where you live. They'll probably be rolling those interviews out this week, mm-hmm. leading up to the game.
Yeah.
On some of those stations as well.
Yeah, and you know, if you just Google like Sean McAllister Vegas revealed, you'll see some of the ones that were posted already in like Oregon and also Atlanta, things like that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the interviews we did today with some of the players. I thought this was interesting. The way that they do it, they put them at different seats and they have their own little area and the media can kind of move around and talk to each player. I liked how they did this.
Yeah. So you just walk up to each player's individual table. They have their microphone there and really is kind of a cool and a very face-to-face. It's a very intimate situation when you're talking with these players because you are right there in front of them.
Mm-hmm. I know. So we talked to Drew Tranquil. I love a lot of the Kansas City player names.
They have good ones, don't they?
They do, right? and we talked to him about kind of what you and I just discussed, how there were a lot of 49er fans in town. So let's roll that.
Does that fuel the fire? Does it kind of, you know, get you going a little bit?
Yeah, I felt the same thing. I felt a lot of some boos when we came out. It's tough because we're both red, but I did see a lot of 49ers fans. I'm sure they'll have a lot of fans there. I'm sure Chief Kingdom's going to show up as well. But we'll have to get our fans into the game. It's going to be through our energy and our execution that kind of gets our fans and takes their fans out of the game. Yeah, they're California-based, so their flight's a lot less, but we got Chiefs Kingdom all across the country, baby, all across the world. And so they're going to show up, they're going to be there, and we're going to give them something to cheer for.
Yeah, so I do feel like, you know, he makes a good point that, you know, all Kansas City is going to be behind the team, and they're all going to be here. But we did forget that, like, opening night was a Monday. The game isn't till Sunday. So there's
exactly
time for fans to get in town and all that. And speaking of opening night, just want to point out, it was real fun. We saw the cast of Beatles Love. We saw Blue Man Group. We ran into Carrot Top. There were showgirls. There were Chiefs cheerleaders there. It was a good time, right? Quite a Vegas spectacle.
It really was. And obviously, there was a lot of media attention surrounding Travis Kelce. And as you just mentioned, Dana, there were nonstop questions about Taylor.
So should we roll some of them?
Let's hear some of his answers. Why not?
Why not?
These were the only answers there were.
I know. I know. Well, he did talk a little bit about gambling and some of the things he likes to do in Vegas. So let's cue that up.
I'll tell you what, man, I'm not thinking about anything but this football game. There's nothing in my mind that's happening until this football game's over with. You know, Taylor has an unbelievable fan base that follows her and supports her throughout her life. And it's been fun to kind of gather the Swifties into Chiefs Kingdom and open them up to the football world and the sports world. And it's been cool to just experience all that. We landed in Las Vegas just in time for me to turn it on my phone and catch her winning her 13th award, announcing her new album. And then obviously the big one at the end, the album of the year for the fourth time setting records. It was pretty amazing. Favorite thing to do while I'm in Vegas is probably hit the roulette tables.
Black or red?
I'm more of a number guy. I like both black and red. You can't get used to this, man. I would say that's the excitement of it. You know, that's the blessing of it. Is you get to be a part of something that's a once in a lifetime experience. And I think we've been extremely fortunate to, you know, experience this a few more times than just once, but it's never the same, and you just got to appreciate exactly what it is, and it's nothing but chaos.
You can tell Travis Kelce really does get it, though.
He does.
He gets the media machine. He gets that you need to answer these questions, and he comes across as a very likable guy.
He does, and he was even asked about his family a lot, and he gets excited to talk about his family. I heard him say, you know, thank you for, I really love that people look at my family, embrace them, understand what a strong bond we have, understand our relationship, you know, two brothers in the NFL. And then everyone's asking about, you know, his shirtless brother at the Bills game.
I know. And he
loved talking about it. You know, he laughs, and I heard him ask, and like, I was walking by today and it was like, someone asked him the same question. And I'm like, man, but he doesn't act like it's a repeat.
He treats it
each time like it's the first time that he's heard that question. And that is smart, and you know what you're doing. If we were to media train, that's what we'd say to do.
We absolutely would.
In our media training, that's what we tell people to do. So there you go. Free tip for everyone. And Patrick Mahomes is, you know, going with the punches too, obviously. He's really good at answering folks. He had a tough, you know, week, I'm sure, with the news about his dad. And what did he get? A DWI? DUI?
A DUI,
I don't
know.
Everywhere they call it something different. In New York, it was DWI. But yeah, I felt bad for him, thinking, I hope it doesn't take his focus off. But he looks okay. His head's in the game, and he knows what he has to do.
He does. Hey, when we were inside Allegiant Stadium for the Super Bowl opening night, I looked up in the rafters and saw all of this rigging that's going to come down from the roof of Allegiant Stadium for the halftime show featuring Usher and possibly some of his famous friends.
Yeah, and we've been wondering, like, who's it going to be? Well, an inside source of mine has an inside source that told her.
So there's a lot of sourcing of sources going on.
The sorcerers. So basically, Usher's been rehearsing, you know, probably not inside the stadium. They do a lot of rehearsals other places.
Right.
But apparently there's been the sighting of a piano, and Usher doesn't play piano. So a lot of people have already, you know, conveniently said it's got to be Alicia Keys.
Ooh.
You know, they have that song.
Oh, Alicia. They did together. Great.
Yeah. And then other people are saying maybe Justin Bieber. You know, Bieber was.
He would be great too.
Mentored by Usher.
Right.
He's been showing some rehearsal stuff on his Instagram, and everyone's like, what is he rehearsing for? Then he was at the NHL All-Star Weekend, was it? Or NHL Awards in Canada recently. And he actually played. And, he did like a pop-up performance, and Justin has not actually performed or sang in about 2 years since he had to stop his tour because he got sick.
Right.
And so I wonder if this is a little comeback moment for him. I don't know. Maybe not. And then a lot of people are talking Ludacris, maybe Little John. You know. I mean, what? One of Usher's most notable songs. So
they've got to.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think that there's going to be multiple people popping up.
Yeah.
That is my prediction.
Prediction.
This
projection.
Week is long already.
I know. We've got, I got to get a nap in before this party tonight. Okay, let's wrap this up. Hey, let's talk about how so many people think Vegas is an ideal location for a Super Bowl. That's been the chatter. We've been chatting with people in elevators, sitting, talking to other media, and they're loving it. They're loving how everything is in one location. You don't have to drive across the city to get to Super Bowl experience, then hit a press conference. I mean, the only place that you have to drive to is Lake Las Vegas for the team press conferences, because the team is staying off the strip so that they're not distracted.
Right. And that's only media that need to worry about that.
Right.
Which is fortunate. But we talked with Katie Keenan, who is the NFL Senior Director of Live Operations, about what it is that makes Las Vegas so convenient for an event like Super Bowl.
There's just a great mixture of people that come out, whether it's for an event like opening night, which is a lot of local people, and then we've got a lot of fans that travel in sort of for the weekend, and they spend the whole weekend in town, and they get to really take in all that Las Vegas has to offer, all that the Super Bowl has to offer. They come to, a lot of people will be at Allegiant Stadium for the first time, and I'm sure that they'll want to return.
I certainly hope they'd want to return.
I mean, it's so much fun. We live in the best city.
It's a great stadium. It really is. It is a place that is designed for fans.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? All right, still to come this week, we're heading over to Caesar's Palace to check out Bobby Flay's new Brasserie B. There could be a chance that we run into Bobby. We'll let you know. We're going to a couple more parties. We're probably going to try and hit the NFL experience at some point. We're doing the red carpet at the NFL Honors as well. And going to grab some great interviews for our, well, we've talked about this before. We told you that there's a possibility of Vegas Revealed going to television, and that's 99% sure happening. So we're going to grab some interviews for that. But also watch us from the Bellagio Fountain CBS Sports Set, 9:15 Thursday. If you're in LA, we'll be on KCAL.
Or you can watch it streaming live on the KCAL website or app.
Yeah, CBS News app too. Hey, thanks to Vegas Near Me, one of our sponsors that we appreciate so much. If you're in town for Super Bowl, download it. It's free. You don't have to input your email. All sorts of information in there. And I'm talking from where the restroom is in a hotel casino to, you know, booking an Uber or hours of something, how long it's open, if kids are allowed, all that kind of thing.
Also, we do want to thank all of the people who subscribe and support Vegas Revealed. We do have a link down in our show notes. If you'd like to become a subscriber, and for as little as $3 a month, you can help support what we do here on the podcast. And it really has made an incredible difference and allowed us to put more time into the audio and now moving forward, the video podcast as well.
Yeah. We appreciate you so much. That was a fun day. So moving on, we are heading out. Excited for the rain to stop and the sun to come out. I think that's happening here in about 24 hours. So stick with us on social media. We are posting all the time. We will keep you up to date in our Super Bowl 58 coverage. Will continue. We'll probably have another episode out by the end of the week.
And we'll talk to you then.